This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you. Hello, you amazing people. I was just thinking, you know, if people are able to live in this suffering, in the sorrow, in the dark, right? If people are able to live in that darkness, then that means you have the potential to live in complete ecstasy and bliss and light. Because one cannot exist without the other. And that really just kind of, it oomphed my heart a little bit. I'm like, you know, it just goes to show you when things can be so bad, that gives it the potential to also be so good. So just know that it all exists, not just one or the other, not just complete darkness and suffering. No, we have the possibility to be elated, to feel pleasure, to feel bliss and excited. You know, we don't have to give in to the suffering. Even if everyone around us is suffering and complaining, you know, that's that reminder to show up and maybe ask a question. Well, what brings you joy out of that situation? What was enlightening about that experience? You know, because everyone has this poison in them, that this darkness, this poison that comes out through complaining, through, you know, anxiety, depression, everything like that. And, you know, just let it all out. And then allow space for that bliss to follow, for that gratitude to follow. Oh, because goddamn, this life is beautiful. We are so lucky. We are so lucky. And something I heard recently that kind of, it's something I'm doing now to help me get out of a funk, is if you are ever feeling, you know, you're feeling like you're in that low vibration, you're feeling just kind of shitty, you know, you can make up a word, just something ridiculous and funny and whatever it is. It could be wah wah wee wah. And then, you know, you yell that to yourself and then it kind of snaps you out of that darkness. It snaps you out of that suffering that you're succumbing to, right? Like, life isn't so serious. It really isn't. So, wah, wah, wee, wah, and snap yourself out of it and remind yourself of what something you're grateful for. Like today, I'm grateful I woke up this morning. I'm grateful I have energy in my body. I'm grateful, you know, for fresh air. I'm grateful for grass underneath my feet. You know, simple things can bring bliss. So, that was just on my heart, and I just want to remind you guys, if the, you know, that darkness exists, if the darkness exists, that means the light exists. So don't count yourself out yet. Keep fighting. You are so strong. You are so beautiful. You are so perfect just as you are. Don't give in to what society tells you to be or how you should act or anything like that, what you should be doing. No, your heart knows what it should be doing. Your heart knows what feels right. And just remember, you know, we cannot have that light without the dark. That is the beautiful thing about this life. Because that darkness, those low vibrational moments, those dark, deep pits of sorrow, of crying, of anger, of everything, that gives us the possibility to turn it around and to raise the vibration and to feel happy and to feel grateful to get out of those dark pits. So just think about that. Let that simmer in your heart. I love you so, so much. I love you, love you, love you. Have a great day. And always feel free to reach out to me if you have a question or you want to communicate or just anything. I am here for you. I have an open heart. I see you with unconditional love and acceptance. And you're so loved. There's never a stupid question. I hate when teachers used to tell me that. Like that, once again, that's the matrix, that's society trying to lower your vibration, trying to make you small. So keep speaking up, boo. Keep putting yourself out there. Keep getting outside of your comfort zone and reach out. Reach out to me if you feel like it. I love you. Mwah. Bye. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to connect with me on Instagram at celestial_goddess with an extra S. That is CELESTIAL_GODDESSS. My other Instagram is at yoga by Corinne. That is spelled YOGABYCORINNE. I am also on YouTube as Yoga by Corinne, and we can also connect through other platforms like Apple Music, Spotify. I do mantra affirmation music as well, reprogramming the mind, codes of light and love. So feel free to connect with me in all different ways. If there's anything you would like me to expand my consciousness on or to chat about, or even if you want to sit down and interview with me, please reach out on any of these platforms. I'd love to connect and share and expand ideas together. Thank you again all for being here. I love you so much.